Well, the compromise effect means consumers tend to avoid extreme options and choose products that are at the middle level of price and quality. And the professor gives the example of a coffee maker. A company wants to sell coffee maker. Originally, they only have two kinds of models, a cheap one and an average one. However, the company doesn't sell much average maker because consumers choose to buy the cheaper ones. When the company adds a third coffee maker, which is many fancier, which has a lot of features and costs more, interestingly, the consumer begins to buy the average coffee maker. The sale for average coffee maker soars. That is how the professor explains the compromise effect by using this strange example of the coffee maker.